And to talk about the Americans' return home and these emotional family reunions, I'm joined by Alsu Kirmashova's husband, Pavel Butorin, and their older daughter, Bibi. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the NewsHour. We had you on in this studio just about 10 days ago, after Alsu had been convicted and sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for, quote, spreading falsehoods about the Russian army. And you told Amna Nawaz that day this.
No matter what we say, it doesn't adequately describe the pain that we go through every day. We wake up thinking of Alsu. We go about our day thinking about what other humiliation she's subjected to by the Russian government. We see that empty chair at our dinner table. We go back, we go to bed thinking of her, and we dream of our reunion.
10 days later, how is it to have that dream fulfilled?
Well, this is clearly a much happier occasion for us to be on PBS. It was an unbelievable day, surreal, really. We were so happy to embrace Alsu again and to welcome her back home.
Yeah, my sister and I are so over the moon and happy to have her back. It's unbelievable how much we've missed her.
Pavel, how's your wife doing?
Well, obviously, this unjust imprisonment has taken an emotional and physical toll on her well-being, and she is now receiving the medical treatment that she wasn't receiving for more than 9 months. I think she's doing okay, at least emotionally. She was obviously excited to see us, so she is in good spirits. But now this new chapter begins of her reintegrating in the free world after more than 9 months of wrongful detainment in Russia.
And may I ask, how are you doing?
Look, I'm still processing what happened yesterday. It was just unreal. Being in the Oval Office, we weren't quite prepared for that phone call. I think it came as a surprise. And when President Biden took us to his desk and we were able to hear Alsu's voice, I was overcome with emotion, honestly. And then on the tarmac, I didn't believe it until I actually saw it. The situation was so fragile. There were so many unconfirmed single source reports. When we were on the tarmac, I think I then finally realized she's about to come out and we will be able to once again hug Alsu.
Bibi, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed. It's so amazing hearing from everyone. Congratulating us on our mom's return, and we're just so very happy, and we really didn't expect this day to come so soon, and it's by far been the craziest 48 hours of my life, but in a good crazy, so really happy.
Pavel, you described how surprised you were by the phone call in the Oval Office. How surprised have you been in general over the last few days or week? Your wife was moved at some point. The three Americans were forced to sign clemency papers. You know, we were tracking that from here, but how much did you know about what was going on leading to the release?
Well, over the past several months, we've learned to keep our expectations our emotions, honestly, in check. We had some knowledge, particularly about Alsu and only about Alsu. Something that we couldn't discuss. I was a little bit disheartened by various leaks and unconfirmed reports. There was so much uncertainty about the situation. We received a phone call inviting us to the White House a few days before this whole situation. We have to keep it under wraps. And me being a journalist, it was interesting to be on the other side of the story, having some information, but not being able to share or willing to share with journalists. But it worked. It all worked out, and I'm happy it did. It just so happened that the visit almost coincided with our tickets to a Taylor Swift show. And we're a little bit conflicted. We're not quite sure what we're going to do. But, we ended up missing that show. But, I hope we'll make it one day.
I have a feeling that if we publicize this interview and you said that you missed a Taylor Swift show in order to meet Alsu as she was released, I have a feeling that someone might reach out to you with a little bit of help for tickets.
I do hope so. Yeah, I think we have a new campaign underway right now, don't we?
Pavel, may I ask one other question, too? You know how important your wife's work was in Russia. Do you think that she would ever be willing to go back?
We'll just have to wait and see. She is in a fragile state right now. She needs recuperation and readjustment. So we look forward to guiding her and to, you know, providing our assistance in that process.
You say she's in a fragile state. What kind of state did you get the sense that she was in when you were talking to her?
I think it's apparent that she has lost some weight. You know, she needs to, you know, get some nutritionist advice, I think. Get back into her, you know, exercise routine. We're a family of runners, you know. But we're there to support her. We know that, you know, and she knows that her friends and her family are very much ready to support her every step of the way.
Well, she definitely feels that support, and hopefully she feels the world's support as we all cover her homecoming and your reunion. So, Pavel and Bibi, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.